The Juneau Police Department has made some changes in its annual crime report.
So for rape statistics, we did have an increase in rapes from 23 that were reported in 2014 to 68 in 2015, which is almost a 200% increase.
That's Police Chief Bryce Johnson. He says the sharp increase in rapes is different than other crimes in the annual report because, as a crime, rape is different.
We don't have one victim of a car theft who had 20 cars stolen. Just the amount of times a crime can occur in rape cases is much higher than those other cases.
But until last year, if a single rape victim were violated 20 times, it might have been counted as one rape case. Now, each instance is being counted. The issue was highlighted after staff members received updated training last year.
And what they discovered when they were counting the rape cases, that what they were supposed to be doing is counting each time it occurred, not the victim. And so we weren't doing it wrong before. We just looked at the rule, and it seemed to us that was what they were trying to get at.
Johnson says the change doesn't affect how officers respond to the crime or how the cases are prosecuted. But this does help JPD get a better understanding of what's going on in the community. If the old victim-based counting method were applied to 2015, the stats would still show a 135% increase in rapes. Johnson added it's not necessarily a bad thing that more rapes are being reported, since it's a historically underreported crime. There is a Uniform Crime Reporting System, or UCR, outlined by the FBI that law enforcement agencies must follow.
My name is Kristen McClure. I work for the Department of Public Safety Statewide Services Division. I work in the UCR, the Uniform Crime Reporting Program. So I'm kind of a liaison for the state to the local reporting agencies.
She says when it comes to spotting trends in crime data, the numbers alone don't tell the whole story.
You know, those raw numbers don't necessarily reflect that. And the agencies, you know, of course, have to protect the identities of their victims. So it's not like they can say, like, you know, any kind of specifics when it comes to those cases, you know, because they need to protect the anonymity of people. So it is important to keep that in mind when you're looking at increases and decreases.
For example, the crimes might have spanned years, but when it comes to the annual report, the total number of crimes will be included in the single year it's reported. McClure says that while JPD and other police departments might report data differently in their local reports, UCR is the standard. And right now, the FBI accepts two reporting systems for law enforcement, a summary reporting system, which Alaska uses and has been around since the early 1900s, and a more recent one called the incident-based reporting system.
The summary-based system is basically exactly that. It's a summary of the crime incident.
Lisa Purrington is a program coordinator with DPS. Purrington gives an example of one case that includes a burglary, a robbery, and an assault. In the summary system,
the only offense that were reported for that agency for that incident would be a robbery.
She says eventually Alaska will switch to the incident-based system, which would report three crimes in that example. She says that change, mandated by the FBI by 2021, will take some time and a lot of training. Here's JPD Chief Bryce Johnson again.
We want to be a transparent organization. You know, we don't want to underreport the crime that's occurring, right? So we're just trying to give an accurate description to the community about what's taking place in the community.
With help from Rasha McChesney, I'm Lakita Chavis in Juneau.